The ag industry is seeing some very busy times at this time. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. While attending the South Dakota Governor's Ag Summit in Deadwood, South Dakota this week, I talked to Barrett Nelson. He's an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and we talked about some of those busy times right here in the Midwest.
That sure is. It's, you know, being from North Dakota and having our family farm and fully operational up there, you know, it feels really good to be back in this neck of the woods, but there's no shortage of issues. Whether you're here or I'm back in DC and we're advocating and working on policy, it is a daily grind in this world, and it continues to be true today.
And boy, when you watch the things going on in Washington, the Senate Ag Committee hearing or the House Ag Committee hearing as of lately, of course, talking a lot about farm legislation, things are really getting heated up between the parties.
There's been a lot of testimony when we talk about budget reconciliation. We had Secretary Rollins in last week testifying to the House Ag Committee. There was a lot of questions asked. There was a lot of answers given. It is constant movement. And, you know, one of the issues we talked about last week was the New World screwworm situation. I talked a lot about that today, but that's one of the issues that came up in that testimony and talking about how we need to combat this thing. And, you know, Secretary Rollins told us that she has a big announcement on the way related to containing this thing. And that's just one of the many topics that are ongoing, you know, whether we're talking farm bill, reference prices. It just goes on and on.
Yeah. Prices, one thing. Right now with the cattle industry, you spent a lot of time talking about where we're at with that. I mean, we're seeing all-time high prices and really tight supplies.
You know, we're not just seeing all-time high prices. We're seeing record cattle prices. We're seeing record wholesale prices. And we're seeing record retail prices.
We definitely are seeing those record prices. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.